Ray's sleeping. Come on, Ray, get with the program.
Hey, what's up?
Time for your intro.
Yes, so let's do it. Welcome to Caveman Corner with your host, Jeff.
Oh, shit. Do it again.
Welcome to Caveman Corner with your host, Jeff.
Captain Caveman!
Thanks.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Fan Doozy Studio. We got a special show today. We're going to debate the gender wars.
Oh, yeah, this should be a good one.
Ray set this one up online, so I'm going to let him take over. We're going to give Brad Kohler a call. And Jerry Young is going to take over my seat so they can debate. And I'm going to go on a shitty mic that no one can hear. All right, guys, here we go.
I'll cut all this in-between stuff out.
Okay.
I'll post it right away, too, to while we're waiting for it. Go ahead. Sit down.
I'm just going to eat gummy bears and chillax.
Cool.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Brad?
Hey. So, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. So you ready for this?
I suppose, you know. I mean, well, you know, I guess. Whatever you guys want to talk about.
All right, we have UFC veteran Brad Kohler versus TNT vet Jerry Young. Here we go. Debating gender wars.
What's the bet? What bet?
TNT. He fought in a local amateur show.
TNT.
Dynamite.
Yes. I've done some research on Jerry.
Uh-oh.
He's got 5 minutes on the cage, man.
It's under 2 minutes, I think, actually.
6 minutes? 6 minutes total in six fights?
No. I had two fights. I had a fight in Ithaca, New York. That was my first fight against a guy named Jerry Bradley. Won that fight in 37 seconds. And then I had a fight in NT here at the TNT promotion. I won that one in a minute 18.
Oh. Because I looked, there must be another Jerry Young. This was 5-1.
No, there was a... Yeah, I don't know. The guy I fought, his name was Jerry Bradley. You might have went down the wrong rabbit hole there.
Oh. Yeah. So no, it says Jerry Young fighter. There's pulled up. There's one that says 2-0, and one that says 5-1. So it must be two Jerry Young.
Yeah, 2-0 was me.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're at the 155 pound class.
I fought. My first fight was at 155. My second fight was 145.
He looks like a crackhead at 45.
I look terrible.
You know, he's got a. You know, at least got the good haircut. Okay.
Yeah, I said we could find some common ground at least on the hairstyle.
You know. I think Ray and Jeff both know me. I'm pretty easy to get along with. So if we're going to do a debate, I think there should be some factual things that should be justifiable. That is actual, you know, research or you know, not just claims, speculations, or opinions. It doesn't make a debate. So, I mean, if that's all you have, this really doesn't become a debate. So I want to clarify that right now. I mean, and I hope we're not going to start hitting below the belt at each other and make sure that we understand that this is, you know, we're promoting a show. I would love to hear your opinion. I'll give you mine. And as long as you understand, this really isn't a debate. This is a, you know, opinionated conversation. And you're more than entitled to that, and I respect it.
Well, sure, I understand that regardless. It's not like I'm going to talk you out of this, right? But...
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll make this very simple for you right now. And I'll tell you what. If you can give me legal precedence, okay, anything that's not moral, an opinion, or legal, why I shouldn't do this, and I won't do it. Give me three reasons.
Well, you're doing it in Russia. So I don't think they have laws, do they?
Well, I just asked you for three reasons. So before you talk, you marinate on that for a minute, Jerry. Now, three reasons, are those other than opinionated or legal, okay, give me three reasons why this shouldn't go down.
You're saying three reasons that are legal related?
I mean, that are not legal.
Okay. All right, so listen.
Okay. If they're your opinion, okay, yeah, or a legal standing, all right, if you can find me something that's either illegal about this and that's not your opinion, that has nothing to do with your moral upstanding opinion, I won't do it. Give me three reasons.
I don't even necessarily want to stop you from doing it, because I think that people should be able to do what they want to do. And if you have willing participants in this event, then all the power to you and them. However, I don't think that it looks good for the sport. I think that people still have an outlook on the sport as it being, you know, too violent. And now you're going to put a guy versus a girl. Now, granted, yes, you have some rules in place where it puts it more at a level playing field. But my main concern is for the fighters and their pay, because it just doesn't make any sense. The numbers don't make sense. You said on the last podcast that you're projecting to do between 3,000 and 3,500 pay-per-views, correct? And you're doing this at $8 to $10 a piece, but you're going to pay out $1 million.
I said 3,500 or 35,000.
I thought you said between 3 and 3,500. And
I don't think
you're going to get 35,000 either. I mean, and even regardless, if you're going to do
35,000, numbers still don't really make $1 million.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't even matter. You would have to do at $8 a piece. You'd have to do 125,000 just to gross $1 million. Okay.
Well, okay.
That makes zero sense.
I get you guys, and no, you're right, and you're right. We have almost 50 affiliates worldwide that are right now advertising and promoting it on their websites and their Instagram and their podcasts and their Facebooks. And so this is a partnership with many different MMA companies like the Caveman Corner.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I like freak shows, dude.
And so we have many partners involved with it. So, you know, as far as, you know, the buys go, I'd probably really piss you off if I told you what our pre-sale was already, because it would probably piss you off, because it's doing very well. And the thing is about, let's go back to the sport. This particular arrangement is a combative contest for cash. Now, like MMA, it has rules. This one also has rules, but it's just a different combative sport. And one of the talks about the next level of fighting is called combat wrestling, kind of like combat jiu-jitsu, where there's more, you know, aggressiveness and activity and strikes. Combat wrestling is pretty much the next talk that they're doing to kind of modify the MMA rules, because number one, you mentioned at one point that I'm setting this back 20 years. Well, my God, I hope so, because that's when it was fighting, Jerry. when you get in there with bare knuckles and headbutts, and you know, that was the barbaric days. You missed those. I think you're probably riding your big wheel then.
I was watching. It was 93. I was 8 years old. I started watching from
UFC. You're in training wheels. Okay, yeah.
I've been stopped by headbutts before. That wasn't fun.
Okay, but you see, those were the barbaric days when, and I was being called a human cockfighter at the time, along with my peers in the sport. So when the sport evolved, and you know, I mean, I had women fighting on my shows 15 years ago here in Minnesota. You know, and that was, you know, the big talk about then, a man versus a woman. But, you know, it's been going on. Yeah, that's what Jesse Ventura is actually a friend of mine. He helped me get this thing legalized in Minnesota. I was the first promoter in Minnesota and Ohio. I worked in conjunction with Monty Cox, many fighters on my shows, including Jens Pulver, Tim Silva, Jeremy Horn, Robbie Lawler, Matt Hughes fought his first fight on my show. You know, we can go down to Rich Franklin, you know, Matt, let's see, Sean Shirk, Dave Vinay. I mean, I can keep going.
Right.
I mean,
you can't just
this is where it started.
You can't rest on your laurels, though. You don't just get to say that.
No. But I'm saying that I've been in this sport a long time to see it evolve. And when the women came in, we were actually really starting a decline of ratings. And I want to ask you right now, what we should be debating is who's the ugliest female fighter? Because there's not many. And I'll tell you what, there's
Ken
a lot
Shamrock.
Of very...
Cyborg is up there.
Ken Shamrock.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Ken Shamrock.
Well, Kendra is getting that. I think he's having his final surgery. But seriously, you know, you talk about this transgender fighter, Phelan Fox, and then, you know, he gets actually legitimately beat by a woman. And I don't give a fuck what anybody says about, oh, he was in the final stage of his castration. I don't care. He was born a man, so he's still considered a man.
And that was am I allowed to swear in here?
Yeah, yeah.
That was as fucked up as what you're doing here. So when you take a look at that, I mean, he had public backlash, right? I mean, it got brought up on Joe Rogan Experience how many times, right? So he had millions and millions of people talking about it. Yes, he finally got beat, but that was after years of taking, hormone replacement that he had. So it's not the same as fighting a man, but earlier in the stage, yeah. It was, and the bone density and the reflex timing is much different right. between a man and a woman. We all know that, and he should have been outed, or she, I don't care, I'll call her a she, but she should have been outed way before that. Now, what you're doing right. here is putting a legitimate guy against, so it's what? So explain the exact rules for the man versus woman fight.
I think that's where you're wrong. It's not a legitimate guy.
No, I mean like a man that still has his penis and isn't taking.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's the guy's never trained before.
Right.
Never worked, you know, barely worked out before. Wants a chance at making some money. Okay. He's one of those funky street fighter guys. Now we
probably
have a
girl
who actually probably you know chances are because you know you find a woman who's not afraid to throw punches. And you know, I don't care what guy you are, even a cop, you always have that little bit of hold back on, oh, I'm afraid of a woman. Okay, you know, you're not going to try to hit her like a guy.
Not me.
That's the disadvantage.
It depends on how fucked up the guy is. I bet there's plenty of women in shelters right now that will disagree with you.
Oh, I don't mean well, that have, part. Jerry made me look bad.
I brought a few guests on the phone with me, okay? So, you know, coming from, you know, I brought in Tess Burrell, our lady fighter, and AJ Hiller, my partner on the show. And I don't know if you guys know AJ at all. He's very level-headed, very good businessman that's done, you know, very many things for fighters as far as trying to get them paid. And it's a very hard thing to do. AJ, why don't you chime in a little bit and let's, you know, talk about where this all started with us and how you decided to come aboard.
Hey guys, how are you? Thanks for having us on the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Basically, you know, Brent and I have known each other for years and years, and you know, we've always looked for an opportunity to work together on a project. And over the years, we've come up with a lot of different ideas and stuff like that. And you know, Brad proposed, you know, what if we did, you know, a guy versus a girl? And, you know, at first I was like, man, I don't know, you know what I mean? So I slept on it and, you know, come up, my brain is nonstop. So once something's brought to me, I just keep on going with it in the brain. So the next day I woke up and I was like, my God, this is going to be crazy, you know, and I definitely want to be part of this. Don't think for 1 minute that if I saw a guy beating a girl, I wouldn't pull over the side of the road and break it up immediately and then kick his ass, because I would. I have two young daughters that, my one daughter actually wrestles. She's never wrestled another girl, you know, and, you know, these guys are very aggressive with her. You know, it's not like they go in and say, hey, you know, we're gonna take it easy on this girl or anything like that.
But they're not punching her in the face.
What's that?
They're not punching her in the face.
No. Okay. No punches in the face, of course. But at the same time, you know, I started doing some research and found dozens and dozens. And if you guys just Google, you know, woman versus man, there's thousands of videos of it. The other thing, too, is if you go on Facebook and you watch any street fight on Facebook, there's going to be a couple thousand, maybe a couple hundred thousand views. But you see a fight where a girl's kicking a guy's ass, there's millions of views. Millions. And I'll use this as an example. That little girl, it was a brother and a sister, and they're boxing in the backyard. And the boy punches the girl in the face, and he turns his back, and she comes in and beats his ass. That's got millions of views. You know, because it's...
That was the Uncle Pervy laugh in the background. Sorry.
So the thought that went through your head was like, how can we exploit this for our financial gain?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
So the thought that went through your head after seeing that video was, how can we exploit this for our financial gain?
Well, since you put it that way, yeah.
I mean, let's just call it what it is, right? I mean, listen, I'm not mad at anybody making money, okay? And I honestly, I mean, if you got willing participants, then fine. But that doesn't, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something.
Well, this is the thing, and I don't know if you, not that I don't know, I know for a fact that you guys don't know what our plans are. This is a pilot show. You know, this is just the beginning of what our plans are. Our plans are to, you know, at the end of the day, take care of some of the legends that made the sport what it is today. And, you know, put almost a trust fund together and start bringing some of these guys who are no longer fighting. Nobody will give them the opportunity to fight on any other promotion and start getting them back in for a nice payday. You know, it's a shame when you get a legend like Mark Coleman, you know, whose early 50s could barely walk and, you know, loses his house, sleeping in his car, and, you know, he can't pay his bills. You know, this is a guy who, one of the guys who paved the way to where we are today. So the goal would be to, you know,
give back.
Yeah, absolutely, give back. And Brad and I are also working on a lot of other different things, a documentary series. You know, we're working on, you know, we're already at Gender Wars 2 and Gender Wars 3, what we're going to be doing. So, there's going to be a lot of good stuff that comes up.
I have a question. Is every Gender Wars going to have the male-female main event?
Yes.
We already have the female pick for the next fight.
I think you should put Val Aspaz versus Jerry Young in one of these.
No, I like Val.
Who?
We have a female fighter here, Val. She just turned pro. She's super good. And I think she beat up Jerry. That's all I'm saying.
That's fucked up. I got weighed by about 50 pounds.
Guys, well, this is the other thing, too. If the guy wins, Brad and I lose. Our goal is for Tess to kick the living shit out of this dude.
Let's clarify that. It's not about we lose.
You lose the novelty of your next show. If this first show doesn't go well for you guys, meaning the girl loses and she loses violently, then you guys lose that novelty of the next time because nobody's going to want to tune in again to see.
Well, that's not true because Ken Shamrock's texting me again for Transgender Wars, so we're good. So.
Yeah, but no, you're
absolutely right. You're right. This is the thing is, and again, this is about again a street situation. Could a woman really defend herself if she was prepared and fit against a regular Joe off the street? This is really what it's about, and to also promote women fighting. It's not about the this. It's a contest to women's MMA. In general, jiu-jitsu has increased 600% in the past 4 years. The activity of females jumping into the sport, not even as just fighters, but self-defense and jiu-jitsu has jumped 600%. Now, you only have a few shows that are really hiring the ladies, and some of them, I got to tell you, they're pretty big, too. And tell me the last girl you saw on the UFC or Bellator that weighed over 150 pounds. You know? And we want to get Big Bertha on the show, baby.
I mean, you got Holly Holm coming up against...
Gabby Garcia.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How about you get Gabby Garcia against Ray?
You know, we got a lot of people that want to fight Gabby Garcia, but, The thing is, it takes away from what we're trying to do as a contest to also show. To be totally honest with you, if any of you have ever dealt with these women fighters, they think that they're worth $1 billion for a talk show. And trying to deal with them is kind of like, okay, well, you know, hey, thanks for your time. You know, we had one contestant that we wanted to bring in, a legitimate fighter who was a, well, I'm not going to go into it because you probably figure out who it is. She was very credentialed and only had one MMA fight, but her amateur, what she did, not just in fighting, was amazing. And she would have, everybody said, oh yeah, this is going to be a good fight. But what she wanted from us to do that was absurd. And it's like, okay, where is the sport really going to? So let's just make it a fucking game show if that's what we're going to do, because everybody else is making main event a circus. I mean, it's a circus. And for me, I like to do something different. I like to have an actual show that gives the average person a chance to win money. We have an undercard with legitimate fighters on there that actually do train, so you can have the best of all worlds. You know? I mean, I just think that's something that, plus we have other stuff involved with the show that you guys, I think, will find very entertaining.
I like everything about the show except for the main
event.
Yes,
guys.
I like the idea of fighting in a warehouse. I like the idea. So, wait, how's the ref? Is there a referee?
No referee.
There's no referee,
right?
Shut up.
Yeah, we got to get his eyes checked. He's still blind. I'm kidding.
Damn.
Hey, guys, real quick, I want to let you know, when we put this out and we were looking for the female fighter, we probably got, what, Brad, maybe about 40 different women who submitted their...
Yes, don't bother, yeah. Yeah, but 35. We had 35 women all around the world.
Yep. So now what we did was, you know, we had women that was 250 pounds, you know, 200 pounds, and we wanted to make it...
That was mean.
Right. Well,
Just run around for four minutes.
Right. Well, we wanted to have the guy be like 10 pounds less than the woman at least. So if you got a 190-pound guy against a 200-pound girl, that's really not that fair. So the lighter weight, the better. So we had to narrow it down. However, when we announced that we're looking for a man to fight a woman, Brad, how many people?
10,000. There's so many scumbags out there.
No, seriously. I'm not even joking. I couldn't keep up with the email.
Oh, I wasn't joking. And I'm sure you got a ton of guys.
No, I'm not even. And even professional, actual professional, a majority of them were professional MMA fighters that wanted in on this.
How many applications did you get from Mickey Gaskin?
You know what? I got several emails from him. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, how many of them were dick pics, though?
He even tried changing his name a few times.
Michelle Gaskin, he tried to sign up for the women's.
Hey, real quick, you know, I got Tess on the phone here, and I tell you, when we saw her, I was like, you know, we did a little. I asked for references from all the athletes that, you know, were being competitors, and it was quite funny because, you know, one of the big things is, you know, will this woman cower up and curl up in a ball out there against a man and just kind of like, okay, so one of the things everyone says and actually giving me proof that she's actually been already in fights on the street is that she's fearless. And after talking to her, and I'm going to give her a few minutes now and give her opinion on what she thought of all this and why she wants to do it and what her dream was, you know, and about, you know, this is fulfilling kind of a dream that she's doing here. So, Tess, let's welcome Tess Burrell here, guys.
Welcome, Tess.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
How you doing, Tess?
Pretty good.
I love the banter going back and forth. The debate, but I do have to tell you guys, this is a dream. I've always wanted one good fight under my belt, if you want to say that. Never had any sanctioned fights. I've definitely been in a lot of them. And, you know, I'm getting older. I look up to, you know, the UFC women and Bellator women that can get out there and do this for a living. Training is not easy, you know. Pain is real, and it's something that you have to thrive on, or it's not for everybody.
Well, tell them what we did to help you get ready for this.
Well, I am training now with a, you know, with a great guy, Rodney Gane, Hammer MMA. I've been with him for about, I'm going to say 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's getting me ready. Definitely giving me a little bit more technique behind behind my striking and groundwork, and learning things. And I don't care if it's a woman or a man. It's $1 million. And, you know, absolutely.
Listen, of course, yeah. So, anybody, if you would have asked me to take a fight for $1 million, I don't know that I would take it against a woman. But there's a lot of shit.
I would. Jerry would.
There's a lot of shit that I would do for $1 million. But and I'm not knocking you, Tess, right?
Correct,
Tess.
Yes.
I'm not knocking you at all. All right. And I hope that you go in there and beat the fuck out of this guy. I really do. I hope you beat the shit out of him, and then I hope you choke him till he sleeps. Now, that being said, how much training did you have prior to this?
Nothing real training. I've been in and out. I've, you know, tried a couple different schools. It just wasn't a right fit for me. But, you know, I got to be honest, I've definitely been in a couple street fights, and I've hit a man or two in my day, and I didn't get paid any money to do it. So, you know.
She's a competitor, though. She does the tough mutter. She does CrossFit.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you like a CrossFit athlete or something? Okay, yeah, so yeah. You have the cardio, and you got some strength behind you, and now we're just trying to put some skill work in.
I got a question for you, Tess. You said you've been training for the last 7 weeks or so. Are you still working a regular job, or are you counting on this $1 million? Are you training full time? Because that makes a huge difference as well.
Well, I'm training full time. They were amazing, Brad and AJ. They paid my coach to train me, and they paid me so I can train. And I can focus on this. This is all I've been able to think about for weeks. And, you know, we're getting close to the big day. And I'm going to be ready. And I'm going to kick this guy's ass.
Yeah,
I hope so. I hope you get paid, too. That's my biggest concern here. And
well, she'll have a show pay. You know, like anyone else, she'll get a show
well,
pay.
Well, I hope she wins and she makes $1 million. But I'm just worried. Yeah. It's just, listen, guys, and I don't know you guys, so that's why I'm so cynical, right? But that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for, and you know, in my opinion, you said that you have affiliates set up that are promoting this. So if you have affiliates, that means that you have to pay them a cut of your revenue. My business is affiliate marketing. I've been working in affiliate marketing for 8 years. So
sure.
I know that you're going to have to cut them a commission, right? For any pay-per-views that they sell. So if you're already looking at, let's say you were projecting the 30 to 35,000 number, okay, and not the 3,000 to 3,500 number that I thought you said on the last podcast. It's still not enough.
But Jeff,
still
the show's already paid for. The show's already paid for. The cash for Tess, the winner, as well as the Cannon Rich fight is already in the bank. What this podcast is basically a kind of a stepping stone to get picked up by a major network. That we've already been talking to three.
What major network?
So the money's already there.
Yeah, we haven't.
We don't have to raise
not
the money.
A major U.S. network.
No, yeah. It's not. It's Japan. You're right.
But we have an investor who put up the money for three shows.
And he's willing to just eat a loss at three shows, once every 3 months or something?
Yes.
Okay, so he's just willing to just dump out $3 million and see nothing in return on that. Because there's no way you're going to make
a profit. Well, we're not exactly stupid businessmen either. I mean, we both have successful businesses, and I've been doing this. I've been promoting 20 years. You know, as far as, you know, when it comes to, like I said, we have close to 50 affiliates and more coming daily. And, you know, if we get close to, you know, 100 affiliates by the time of this show that are pumping this show worldwide, you know, we're going to be right in front of over 100 million people advertising the week of the show. Now, you can start crunching the numbers on that, Jeff, if you want to think about percentages. And, you know, typically on something like that, I mean, I'm going to even shoot less if we're in front of 100 million people that have seen our ad and shown interest, and only 0.5 of them buy, well, yeah, it's made money.
Yeah, but you're not going to get that money. There's no way. You're just not going to get that.
We get paid regardless. Our paycheck's paid regardless. Again, I'm trying to put on a quality show.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why it seems like at the end of the day, someone's going to get screwed over here, whether it's your investors or your fighters. I hope it's not your fighters. And, you know, I guess investors are just putting up money and it's at their own risk because that's how investing goes. But it just seems like at the end of the day, maybe you guys are going to do three shows, close up, and laugh your way to the bank.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I and most people that get to know me and this, that, you know, I'm pretty much I've been working on my combo here 9 years. I mean, I pretty much, if I find something good, I keep with it until someone says, here, here's a big check, walk away. You know, but it's like, I don't just develop, you know, I develop relationships with people. Over the past year, since I've been fighting, I don't think there's a whole lot of people that me or AJ can go and say, oh yeah, what a jerk, or whatever, this, that, and the other. I think we've been able to use our networking of relationships to understand what we're doing and kind of get a good idea of the goal here. And believe it or not, we have over a 90% approval on this show, Jeff.
I believe that. I'm all about these crazy matchups. I love the Pride-style fights, like over in Japan. And look at Pride. Pride made all that money. Even though it kind of got swindled away by the gangsters and stuff, they still made a ton of money. And the shows were always successful. And I think when you have these freak show type fights, I think that can happen. Especially, you got a lot of named veterans over there, too. Old UFC guys that are going to bring the old school fans. But it's a tough sell.
I'll tell you right now, Phil Baroni is already signed to the next show.
Hell yeah, you know? New York badass.
Oh yeah.
Right, there you go, guys. I mean, he's committed. He's Facebooking me all the time. And, you know, I've got him, his contract's almost done. I'm sending it to him this week. His opponent's ready to go, who's actually fighting out of, I believe it's Washington. His name is, coming here in just a second, Kobe.
Kobe Covington.
Right, yeah.
He's fighting for Doom?
Gabby Garcia.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
And real quick, tell us why it took you so long to get into the sport and why you're doing it now.
It was never right. You know, like I said before, and now it is. It's right now because it's now or never. I'm getting older. I'm not getting any younger. It's an amazing opportunity.
I
you're a mother of two, right? You're a mother of two, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay, so you have two kids, and they
got to be put through college. You know, I want to put something aside for them and make sure that they're taken care of, and put something aside for me and my husband. And
how old are you, Tess? You keep referring to your age. How old are you?
I'm 34.
34. That's young. I'm 40. I'm still fighting. That's no big deal. 34 is young.
I'll be 33 next.
Hey, I started at 33, man.
Same here.
I turned 35 December 30th. But
Tess, are you looking to parlay this into a bigger fight career?
I'm not really sure. I'm right now. I'm just very focused on this event. Time will tell everything else. I'm focused on kicking this guy's ass, to be honest.
You're going to be a professional MMA fighter after this fight, correct? I mean, you're getting paid for this, even though it's under amateur rules.
Well, it's not really an MMA fight, right? Because
it's an exhibition. It's actually an exhibition.
Right.
Wow. If I was a commissioner, I'd make you pro.
You know, this is why we try to get her to do this full-time and train for it. She can actually get an idea of what, you know, fighters go through. She's in really good shape. I mean, if you ever watch her classes that she does and the extra workouts that she does, she's in really good shape. Now, is she in fight shape? No, but she's going to get there. Now, you know, when it comes down to about a two-minute time, that's when conditioning starts playing a factor in this sport. You know, so she's going to be in shape. She's going to be trained against Joe Schmo off the street, which is, you know, our guy Trent.
Is that guy from Kentucky, like that, like fake gangster looking dude?
Yep. You know what else is crazy?
My 5-year-old daughter would smack the shit out of him.
Guys, you know, how about how crazy this is?
Wait, can we call
out,
him?
Like, 1% of, take out the 1%.
Go ahead, AJ. I'm sorry.
I said just take out the 1% of female fighters, you know, and when I talk about the top 1%, we're talking maybe, you know, Miesha Tate, Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm. I don't think, actually, I guarantee the other women, other than that 1%, have not had a combined income fighting of $1 million, even at the highest level of UFC. So picture, take someone like Kat Zingano or I or Lauren Murphy, you know, Ashley Evans Smith, any female fighter who's at the highest stage.
Hence my cynicism.
And say they fought 10 times in the UFC. Their paydays still are not going to add up to what Tess could potentially make in one fight. You know, so whether she's going to be a professional, amateur, or what, you know, she's taking, you know, all this time training right now and potentially is going to make more than, you know, these girls combined in a whole entire career.
Tess, if you win, are you going to take half of it by Bitcoin?
What's that?
I said, Tess, when you win, are you going to take half of it and buy Bitcoin?
Bitcoin.
No.
Kobe Ortiz is the guy fighting Baroni. Let's see.
Why don't you guys just go full freak show and just do all of these legends against, like, tough street fighting guys?
Hell, well, that'd be an awesome show.
Take, like,
actually,
25 to 30-year-old guys that are in shape and jacked, and everybody can just be juiced to the fucking tits, all right?
Well,
and then you
put
them up against
Paul
Baroni and Mark Coleman. If you want to do freak show, if you're gonna exploit it, then you might as well do it.
I kind of like that. Maybe we should do that. Don't give them the ideas.
Well, I'll tell you, our featured bout with Shannon Rich is just that. We did a contest because everybody wanted to fight Shannon. I mean, everybody.
Wait, hasn't everybody already fought Shannon Rich? He's got 752 fights.
Well, the other 200 people that didn't fight him yet emailed me, okay? And the thing is, Shannon's such a good guy. I've known Shannon for 16 years. He fought on my show many times. And I'll tell you what, Shannon fought on my show 6 times in one day. That's what kind of an animal this guy. And he'll fight anyone, anytime. I go, oh, shoot, I didn't have all of them. He goes, I'll fight him. I go, well, you're already fighting twice. I go, I'll do it. He would just throw himself in there. And this is back before the commission where, yeah, that was the fun days. But he did. He did. He fought 6 times in one day on my show. And it was Shannon Rich facing the world kind of thing. And he won them all. So, I mean, this is what the back where how long I've known Shannon. And when he, you know, he's a self-promoter. He does fight all the time, everywhere, anybody, and he is fighting a guy that we did a contest with, and I, you know, wanted to make sure that Shannon had no ties with him or connections, so this is nowhere near to be a question of what kind of a fight it really is, because I am not doing choreographed crap. This is going to be the real deal for real money, so this guy gets a chance at $50,000 if he can beat a trained fighter. He's a guy off the street. Now he's physically fit. He's 37. He's 10 years younger than Shannon, but
no training at all.
He wants a chance to fight an MMA fighter.
No training. Now,
but no, he's a professional wrestler. Like, he's never been in the WWE, but he's a professional.
He's a low level guy. Yeah, mm-hmm. But good guy.
Like,
he's a good personnel.
So he can take a beat.
But
away.
I'll be honest with you. You
should put him in
he's
there
not
Ray.
Like one of those. Yeah. Hey man, I saw that kidney kick, man. Jeff, that was a pretty fucking nice kick, man.
Yeah. Oh, that was a beautiful kick.
We're a record, baby. 4 seconds.
That was crazy.
Jesus.
I know.
That'll go down. Right next to Mark Coleman's kick.
Oh, damn.
Poor Mark.
I see them all the time. I go, Mark, you know what? Me and Mark have been friends for 30 years. I go, dude, think about it. We 30 years, we're both state champs, both coaches, both, you know, wrestling the same, look at, you know, at the same time kind of thing. And we're both on the highlight film.
For a knockout.
So, but you know, he's my brother, man. Him and I have been around a long time. But Tess is going to be ready to go. We have a really good coach for her. She, her husband supports her and her family and friends.
Tess,
AJ's.
Are you still there, Tess?
I'm still here.
You should definitely work on some heel hooks and just snap this guy's knee right off.
Yes,
definitely.
But, so now, Tess, hold on. Now you said that you did train a little bit. You bounced around gym to gym. How much, like, accumulative time training have you had, would you say?
Total?
Yeah.
Throughout all of my years, I would literally tell you,
Before
Hammer. Not much. Yeah, like, under Hammer, I've only been with Hammer for 8 weeks.
And you got, what, 2 weeks till the fight?
And before that, how many days do you think you've trained in? Do you think you train a cumulative of 1 month or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 3 months? What?
I would say maybe, like, a total, it would be under six months.
Jesus. Okay. And now this guy that you're fighting, he's had zero experience? No training at all?
As in goose egg, zero.
Okay. And how many packs of cigarettes does he smoke a day? He definitely looks like a Newport smoker.
You know, no, he doesn't. He doesn't smoke. He's not really a bad guy. He's just one of those guys from good old boy from Kentucky. That's all, man.
Looks like a douchebag.
Yeah.
I have a question. Since you're in Russia, do the fighters both have to pass medicals, as well as the legends that are fighting?
Yep. Everybody had to do a physical. Mm-hmm.
Are you testing for performance enhancing supplements or
drugs? Not supplements.
We're going to get those in Russia.
Mexican supplements, Russian supplements. Yeah, so
we're bringing those back, man.
What happens? I'm not opposed to that. excuse me. What happens if this dude's been juicing for the last 8 weeks and just comes in fucking roid rage?
Tess going to break his leg off with a heel hook.
I hope so. I'm Tess. Listen, I really want you.
Hey guys,
win, I'm scared.
Hey, my first idea, AJ, as a joke, is I think we're having a drink at this, and I go, we should do a new show called Gas Wars, and just get the biggest gassed up guys we can in the fight. Just let them slug it out. We call it Gas Wars.
Yeah, well, those are called tough men.
We had that
already.
That happened in Pride. We call that Pride.
Right? Oh, okay.
I thought.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Bob Sapp?
Overing?
That was all Natty, right?
Yeah.
Those guys are huge.
300 pounds with abs?
Yeah.
300 pounds. Jeez.
So,
have you ever met Bob Sapp?
No,
Jesus.
Oh my God, he's funny. He's the funniest guy.
I heard he might be fighting a bear on New Year's.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Is that true?
I saw that.
So that is not. Yeah.
Is he's gonna tap out in the first 30 seconds like he always does?
I don't know. I would tap out to the bear too. They probably got to declaw the bear.
Hopefully take his fucking teeth out too.
You guys should get Paul Varlin's fighting a bear.
Bears eat you while you're still alive. Like, they don't wait to kill you.
Paul Varlin's
the polar bear.
Awesome.
The polar bear against the grizzly bear.
That'd be great. That should be Gender Wars 3.
No, yeah, we'll just do it Species Wars.
Species Wars. That might be us.
Species, yeah.
So, Tess, are you nervous about this?
Tess. You, me?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
No fear at all. You have no doubt in your mind that you're going to go in there and kick the shit out of this guy?
Yeah, I absolutely have that in my head. Yeah.
What happens here if he fucks up and hits her with a closed fist?
We have a ref that'll be, you know, monitoring that. So he can hit with a closed fist on his feet, but not on the ground.
Oh, he can punch her in the face from standing?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. Tess, I really hope you win, but that makes me nervous.
Hey, I'm probably more scared than anybody.
Heel hook, easy. 56.
8 weeks? You think you're going to lock up a heel hook?
Hell yeah.
Gah.
Heel hooks are easy.
Tess, you said you've hit guys before. Have you been hit by a guy?
Yes.
You
yes,
have?
I have.
And you ate it? You just walked through, kicked the shit out of him?
Well, yeah, I mean, I definitely went down, but I got right the hell back up, that's for sure.
She's bigger, too. She's going to be bigger than the guy.
Yeah.
How much do you weigh, Tess?
I'm trying to stay firm at 150.
And you're shredded? CrossFit style?
Yes, yeah.
I like it. It's sexy.
Absolutely.
I see. Joe got a boner. It's kind of gross.
No, I taped it down before the show.
Hey, guys, I'm definitely more scared than anybody, you know? Because I know now Jeff will probably be the first one in line when my balls get strung up on the top of the tree if she loses. So,
no way. This is Jerry.
There'll be a line for it.
I like this. Jerry's the one that's got the problem with you. I think it's a great show. I love the idea of it. Ugh. I just would like to see like professional fighters against amateur fighters, like a professional female against amateur male. It's a 10-pound weight difference. I think that would be much
better. Hey, we're
all about suggestions, man. I guess we're going to put certain ideas on the show.
I don't know how well that works.
Yeah, I think it works good, man. I bet you guys would be surprised by
how
good
these girls
are.
You got a guy that's been training for like 2 years.
You're breaking up a little bit, guys.
I think if you got a guy that's been training for 2 years, I think he's going to fuck up 99% of the women, unless their name is Cyborg.
I don't know. Some of them girls are good, man. I'm telling you.
No, I don't doubt that they're good, but it's a...
You see about that on Sports Illustrated, Mayweather versus Ronda Rousey. You see all the time that, you know, Misha Tate's YouTube videos, her choking out some guy and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's all hype, hype, hype. This is, you know, like I said, we're not the first ones to do this. We're just the first ones to do it on pay-per-view and actually get some compensation for the athletes, you know. Now, where do you go? And, you know, when it was brought to my attention, they asked about if I could get someone to fight a guy for 100 grand. I go, we're not going to get people jumping and yelling and screaming to fight in there for 100 grand. And they said, well, how about two? I go,
I'll
make it a fucking million.
People in there for 100 grand. Most people would do the same shit for 10 grand as they would do for a million if you show them cash.
You know what? At first they said no. And I said, fine. Then a week later they called me back. Okay, so I said, if we're going to do this, it's going to be for, you know, for this. And they called me back. And they did the number crunching. And, you know, I think this is going to go. You know,
the $1 million is a big sell too. Like when the fans see $1 million, they know, oh shit, this is for real. When you see $10,000, fans are like, ah, who gives a fuck? They could do that anywhere.
Yeah.
When it's $1 million, it's a big deal for like the fans at least.
How long after the fight is gone? How long after the fight is done is that $1 million going to show up in Tessa's bank account?
She'll have it there by Monday when she gets back from Russia.
All right, Tess, I want you to screenshot your bank account.
It'll be Tuesday morning because it'll be wired Monday U.S. time and takes it overnight. So Tuesday morning, you know, and
you're going to wire it to her? She's going to have to pay a $15 fee for that.
Hey, you know what? All I know is that I'm as skeptical as you guys. I had to have verification of funds and all that stuff. I want to make sure that, you know, if I'm putting my name out there, that I wasn't going to end up with, you know, tests on social media saying, oh, this was all. No, I want this to be as legit as possible. So I did my research. AJ, too. AJ is, you know, very thorough on business things. He's very organized, and I brought him in to help out with that. Another guy that's our partner is Mark Mortensen.
AJ's a good guy. I can verify that.
Who's that?
AJ's a good guy. I can verify that.
Yeah,
very
thank
legit.
You. Well,
guy.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So, you know, I wanted to make this as legit and professional, and you know, so I think I got a good team. We have a great marketing guy that's out of Connecticut. He's actually a fighter too. His name's Ray Sherwood, and he's done phenomenal things with the marketing. And we're getting ready to really blast it come January 1st. Like I said, we're going to have close to, you know, we're hoping to have 100 by then affiliates. You know, you got UFC Uncensored, UFC Unleashed. We got MMA World. We got Fight World. We got, you know, everyone from all over the world. I mean, and my MMA News, of course, was the first one to jump aboard.
They were the first one to carry my liver kick, too. They're pretty good.
See? You know, so I think with, you know, 100 people out there with massive followings helping us promote this, it's really going to help. You know, like the earlier UFCs where it was that, oh, my God, this is scary. This is, you know, and then once people started watching this, you got more and more people not just interested in watching but also interested in competing. So that's what we're hoping for, to get more people that want to compete in the gender wars.
Yeah, I get the marketing plan. I mean, you're looking for initial shock factor and then to hopefully try to grow and legitimize it. Where do you see the promotion in 5 years?
I see this actually as a monthly show, no bigger than that, because, you know, you go to mainstream like the UFC did, and it becomes saturated. Then you got, you know, just so much confusion and no one really to follow. We want to develop our characters as people, like the early days, you know, I mean, building household names. Not many people in the last 5 years, other than some of the ladies, have built household names in such a short time. But you think of, like, you know, Randy Couture, Tito Ortiz, you know, Chuck Liddell. I mean, these are household names. Even people that don't fight or watch fighting know those names. But as of lately, it's, you know, just a few. McGregor, Rowney, you know, Ronda Rousey, and maybe Jones. And Jones gets in there for more negative than positive.
Right.
You know?
All right, well, let's get a final word on the debate. Jerry, have we convinced you at all that this show is pretty sweet?
No. No, not at all. I still think it's fucked up. Tess, I really hope
you
win.
Great, give me your email address. I'll make sure you pay double when you go down and watch it.
I won't be watching it, not for paying anyways, if somebody puts it on YouTube by mistake.
No, hey, guys, believe it or not, and, you know, this will be, I guess, my final word, is we knew that there was going to be a lot of negativity.
Oh, no shit.
We anticipated it was going to be, you know, between 25%, you know, people for it and 75% people against it.
I think your numbers are a little off. I think you're looking at a 10-90 split.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is the negativity in reality is positivity, because even negative press is positive press. So just people talking about it.
Yeah, well that's the only reason we're doing this podcast right now, right? You wanted another reason to talk about yourself.
Well, we haven't had much negative, though.
Oh, we got
just
some now.
Just that one guy. Just the one guy from the East Coast.
That one bald asshole online.
We're far enough away, he's not scared of you, that's all. Cameron threw him, punch him in the face.
So, Jerry, your negative comments and negativity brought us all together here on this show.
Kumbaya, my lord.
Yeah, just got us another 100 buys, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, listen, I don't hope that you guys fail. I just hope that the women win every single fucking fight, because I'll watch. Hey, Tess, I will buy it to hopefully contribute towards you making more money at some point. As long as you win, I'll buy after the fact just to watch you beat the fuck out of the guy.
Hey, I don't want to watch Tess. Tess, give him a guarantee.
I know you should buy this fight because I know I'm going to win.
Awesome. I'm buying it.
I'm buying it.
Me and Ray are getting it. We'll probably watch it here in the studio.
Well, you know, Jeff, I respect your opinion. I thank you for, you know, your time. Guys, Jeff and Ray, AJ, Tess, you know, we got a lot of work ahead of us here. We definitely are wide open to suggestions and any input, ideas for the show.
Professional female against amateur MMA. I'm telling you, I want to see that. I'm all down for that.
I want to go against a 400-pound girl.
I think that we've been talking to a couple of professional that we're looking for women now that are not inside a UFC or belt or contract.
I want to see Gabby Garcia versus Jerry Young.
Oh, fuck.
For $1 million.
Jesus Christ. Well, for $1 million, maybe. Depends on the rule set. I got to close fist her on the ground, though. There's no
way. Dude, you know, if you were in her guard and
she would love it.
would you think she'd let you go? And that's a strong woman, man.
I think she would clamp down. I think I'd break 3 ribs, and she might snap my dick off.
She might.
Wow.
All right, on that. Thank you.
But
guys,
see, there's a chance you'll do it.
Like I said, I don't hate anybody for making money. I really hope you win, Tess. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for coming on. We're going to close it down. We appreciate
you. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, guys.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas.
I'll see you on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, guys.
All right.
All right. Later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So what do you think, Jerry?
Oh, we still on?
Yeah.
Oh. I still think it's bullshit. I mean, the numbers just don't make sense to me.
That does make sense, kind of, because they're not the ones losing the money. Are, it's not their money they're putting
listen,
up.
No, listen,
you know,
that's what I'm saying.
They're putting up some other guy's money.
So my initial thought was that they're going to just try to do one show.
Right.
They're not going to pay the $1 million to the winner of the male versus female
fight,
right?
Yeah, he did say on the last podcast that they had it paid up, though. That they did have investors.
Say whatever you want. Yeah. You know, show me the numbers. Give me some white paper on
it.
Right. So even still, like, all right. So I hope the Tess gets paid. I hope she wins. B, I hope she gets paid. But I don't see this getting bigger than, you know, if they have 3 promotions signed that they're contracted for. Nobody's going to continue to lose money like that. I don't think they're going to fucking make anything off of it. Right, I mean, they're going to get some freak show money, and if it's already all paid for, then the only thing they got to worry about is their investor, and their investor's just going to say no mas.
Right. To me, it sounds like they're getting paid already, like,
They are, yeah, they're already, yeah, they're getting, already getting paid. So, they, so there's nothing, yeah, yeah. They're not risking anything.
It's good business for them.
It's good business for them, but it's bad business at the end of the day. And I still don't think it does anything great for the sport of MMA. I mean, he's getting these legends to fight. Cool. I think that's good. However, should these guys still be fighting?
I think they should be still fighting. I think I would love to
see. That's because you're 97 years old and you're still fighting.
I know. But seriously, there's a big demand for it. I just hate when the legends fight the young guys. I think the legends should be fighting similar age legends if they still want to fight.
Is that what they're doing, though? They're putting them up against.
Not these guys.
No.
We're talking Brian Moore, and there's a couple other organizations that are actively trying to get these guys like Mark Holman to fight.
Right. Like they've talked about the UFC setting up like the Legends League, right?
And I believe in that, man. I don't want to see them fight young guys.
I think they should let them fucking use some TRT, some HGH, stay young.
Put it in Japan. You can do anything you want.
Right.
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 You know? That's why you go to Russia.
Yeah, exactly. And so what do you know about the venue? Because I was trying to get it out of him, but
it's going
to
be in a warehouse.
He came on here with a script. He knew exactly how he was going to do this shit. Bringing on surprise guests. I was like,
it's
going
to be in a warehouse.
Is it in a cage in a warehouse? Or is this just a
floor? It's open floor in a warehouse.
Holy shit.
In the cold.
I kind of like it.
I like the whole setup.
Yeah, it's a street fight.
Yeah.
It's a street fight with limited rules. So I understand what he's saying. It's an exhibition. It's a limited rules fight. This is not an MMA event. But you're bringing MMA names in. It doesn't look good for the sport. If this makes it to mainstream news coverage, for instance, it doesn't look good. And then he's, you know, on Facebook, he was saying, well, what have you done for the sport? I'm not claiming to have done anything, okay? But if you don't see the downside in this in terms of what it does overall for the sport, yes, you're helping out some individuals. But if and when this gets picked up and hits mainstream news at any point, it's not going to look good.
Yeah, it's not going to be mainstream in America, but they're like
It's going to get picked up by a news network at some point.
That's all right. It's not in America, so it's not really going to affect.
But it looks bad for the sport overall.
Yeah, but MMA against the UFC people are going to be spinning it, and it's not really MMA. It's different. It's some crazy people, and it'll be okay.
You think
Yeah, I think so. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on all over the world with this stuff. People are dying, and it never really makes it back to U.S.
But that's not the same. Right, like we know, because we know it's a combat sport, and we know that it's it makes it. I mean, I guess probably it might not make it to like mainstream people that don't follow MMA, right? But when you're taking a freak show like this, and you're gonna put this is gonna be live pay per view. What if she gets the shit kicked out of her?
Yeah, it's not gonna matter. It's in Russia. It's not gonna matter.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Oh man, I don't know, man. I think that looks bad. I think it comes back. You see a guy with so we had what two UFC fights, right, Brad?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a guy that's connected, a group of guys that are connected to the UFC.
I think it only matters if it's in America. I don't think it matters overseas.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right, we gotta get out of here. Okay. We got Gunn coming in.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you for
coming on
and debating him. I'm sure he appreciates the two buys you just sold him.
Right. He said 100. I was like, I don't have that many friends, dude.
I tagged three people in a Facebook post.
we have like maybe 200 followers total, so we're not going to get 100 followers for him, but maybe we'll get two more buys for him.
Hey, so like I was saying on the thing, if I'm vice president of a digital marketing firm. If you want any help marketing your podcast,
hell yeah,
hit me up.
We'll take it.
Oh, yeah, we take any help.
All right, let's do that off the air.
All right, cool.
All right, let's get out of here.
Peace.
That was fun.
Thank you for coming, man.
Oh, no problem, man. I had a blast.
Oh, yeah.
We're still recording, but I'll edit all that out.
You guys got another...
we got Professor Gotten coming,
What are you talking about with him?
Jiu-Jitsu? I don't know. Because he went over to spar and stuff. So
he's not
WMI.
Oh, he's not there at all?
No.
I don't know.
He just left.
I thought the dub was doing...
He was, but they changed over. Hey, Ray.
What's up?
Jared really told them guys, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I think that Gabby Garcia is going to kick Jerry Young's ass in Gender Wars 3.
I think so, too. She got that freaking, oh, my gosh.
Dude, if Cyborg can slam freaking Tito Ortiz, can you imagine what Gabby Garcia can do to Jerry Young?
I'll need show money for that fight.